Reconsideration of House Bill 191. It's the opinion of the Secretary that only one amendment passed, the amendment to the amendment offered by the Senator 36. Chair recognizes the Senator 36th District for a motion.
Mr. President, I move to unanimously withdraw the amendment.
Senator 36 is recognized to speak to his motion.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thank you, members of the Senate. The debate concerning the public safety issue related to persons that reside in Georgia without Social Security numbers or without documentation is a very important debate for the Senate. It's not uncommon nowadays to hear discussions about how Georgia is changing. Well, of course, it's already changed. And those of you from some of the key rural areas know the impact of that change on your school systems, on your hospitals, on your public safety, on your police departments. Hispanic leadership is only now emerging to address some of these issues. Even though there's been a very large social network in Atlanta that has done some very, very fine work, the political world is just arriving. And so the issues that are in front of this community, that are in front of your communities, are going to be increasingly in front of this body. They come in the context of new immigration. And immigration by itself is very complicated and also in turmoil. I think most of us know that the U.S. immigration policy is not working, and it's especially not working since September the 11th. I want to make sure that we say a couple of things about this issue that I hope you individually will take to heart. One is that we're not simply talking about men working in poultry plants. We're talking about some individuals that have resided in Georgia for 20 years. They have families. You may know them. Their kids are going to school with your kids. They may have married Americans, but their children are Americans, and maybe they themselves have never gotten documentation. So this problem is very, very complex, and it will not go away. And it really, there are three central issues that this body needs to find solutions for over time. One is mechanisms for providing for better public safety of those who are going to drive anyway. And they're driving your trucks, and they're driving your trucks, and they're driving your trucks. They're driving your cars. They're driving while your kids are going to school. They're driving while your parents are commuting. So this is a very real issue, and we're not talking merely about 10,000 people. We're talking about hundreds of thousands of people. And I'm going to be here, I hope, with you in the Senate, and from time to time I will rise to remind you that unless we treat the Hispanic community well, unless we find ways to do it, whether we call it bending the rules, expanding the rules, or if we put our imagination to work and find a way to do it, we will be better suited for the FTA bid. And I am confident that we can win the bid, and am glad to talk with any of you about that at any time. But I do believe that the hidden dimension is the fact that this state has already almost 6% of its population is Spanish-speaking.
Chair recognizes him, the seventh.
Thank you, Mr. President. Will the Senator yield?
I will.
I commend you for approaching the FTAA. However, can we address this without including illegal aliens?
Senator, I think that's a very good question, and the answer is no. And the answer is no because we reside in the our country right now has approximately 20 million people in it that may be on some form of incomplete documentation. And so we have a very serious issue here, and our companies have come to rely on labor. We are net importers of labor from Mexico. And until we resolve it on a federal level, we're going to be dealing with a situation that's perceived as an undocumentation or lack of Social Security cards.